was a great pick. Just like you've said, you know, you're moving people around. You're filling more than one position.
Good quarterback. Kid's good. Kid's got a good arm.
And what I think Rick Spielman and company have done is they've done a really good job of meshing the two, getting some players that play positions of need, but also getting pretty good value.
They will rebound next year. A couple different player personnel changes.
It is once again that time of the year when summer has passed its midway point and thoughts turn to crisp Sunday afternoons. When fans throughout the upper Midwest start thinking ahead to the fall and cheering on their favorite football team. For the Vikings equipment crew, this is season number 47, getting the team ready for the annual trip down to Mankato.
We bring four semis full of equipment, that's in pads, shoulder pads, helmets and everything, player stuff, and then all the backup shirts, pads for 90-plus players, plus 40 staff members that'll be down there for just under 3 weeks. We also have the training equipment we bring. And then on another weekend, we have two 53-foot semis that bring down the weight room that we set up in the field house at Mankato State. When we first started, we'd be lucky if we had two trucks, tops, going down there. Every year it's gotten more and more evolved. Equipment's gotten bigger. Electronics are a huge part now, where we have trucks that are just loaded with TVs and cameras and that type of video gear. So yes, it just, every year it increases. The same when we go on the road for a game and things like that. The electronics get bigger, the rosters get bigger, so everything just keeps increasing.
While the equipment staff work endless hours to get the players ready for the field, there is another busy group doing their best to be prepared for the 2012 season.
My passion for the Minnesota Vikings is just 100% purple all the time. It's just a great feeling to go in there and see Adrian Peterson run 80 yards. It's hard for me to just say everything because there's so much I could say about the Vikings. It's everything. Sundays just are just the cream of the crop, and it just brings everything to a head that you get to go and see your boys put all that hard work in the offseason and come away with a victory.
Fans' hunger to see the purple back on the football field is rivaled only by the players themselves, who are looking to put a disappointing 2011 in the rearview mirror.
Oh, man, I got a feeling in my bones that I can't really explain. I think the excitement is kind of buzzing around the locker room, too, and the guys understand that we have a great opportunity right now. I think nobody really expects anything from us coming out this year. I think you got a group of guys right now who doesn't really know any better. We don't know that we're not supposed to be good. We don't know that we're not supposed to go out there and compete week in and week out. We don't know that we're not supposed to be playing for a championship. So I think when you put those two things together, you got a pretty scary group.
You know, we're going to have a lot of naysayers flying under the radar, and that just motivates us even more. But, you know we got ourselves a great team here, and this is going to be the year we can put it all together.
We're real excited. You know, last year was obviously a down year for us. Nobody wants to win just three games. You know, we want to be relative in the latter part of the season going into the playoffs. So we look forward to that challenge this year and improving on the things that, you know, we did do good and improving those things that we didn't do as well last year.
Having a chance to do better. I mean, last year definitely didn't go the way we wanted. And this year is a fresh start for us to at least prove on those three wins and go beyond and get a lot more wins. And that's the main thing we're focusing on with this young group.
Excited. Didn't finish the way we wanted to last season. Definitely looking to improve on that.